This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
Not everything is made in our listening area. There are some things that are not made here.
No. Well, there are a lot of things that are made here.
Exactly. And as we continue our once-a-month series on locally made, we found out that some of those objects that direct you one place or another are also made here.
The one-woman business of Sleet City Hand-Painted Signs has only been around for just over a year. Yet Olivia Trimble's products have been all over, including a banner that was hung outside the town center in Fayetteville for the Little Craft Show and a sandwich board for Onyx Coffee Lab. Olivia realized that she could make a business of painting signs after she bought her stepfather, a lifelong sign painter, Eric Snodgrass of Snodgrass Signs, a book for Christmas.
It was a combination of me sort of trying out some different little flea market booth ideas. So I was doing furniture and it was going really well. And when I would look at like things like Pinterest, I would see signs that people were making. So I thought, well, I can maybe do that. So I tried it, and I really liked it. And so I did like the arts and crafts signs for quite a while, just for friends and for like teeny tiny little events. And then they started getting popular. So I went to buy my stepdad a Christmas gift, and there was this new book that was out called Sign Painters, and it was all about all of these old school women and men who have painted signs. I read it before I gave it to him, and I sort of became obsessed. I wanted to learn the process. I wanted to use nice brushes, and I wanted to use enamel instead of just, you know, craft paint. I've just sort of latched onto it. It's kind of all I want to do.
Sleet City Hand-Painted Signs is based out of Olivia's home in the south side of Fayetteville, where she lives with her husband and two young children. The studio? Her garage. She credits staying home with her two young children for helping her realize that she could make hand-painted signs her livelihood.
I've tried a few different things. I took some classes at the U of A and went to hair school for a while, and nothing really seemed very interesting. And all the while, I was staying at home with our two daughters, Eleanor and Callie. And so it just occurred to me that, like, sign painting is a trade. It's something that people have to take a long time to learn. So, like, what better time for me to figure out what I want to do and start learning it than now?
Right now, Olivia is working on a custom order for a good friend. It's a sign painted on barn wood where she's made a custom sign frame. The quote she is painting onto the rough surface of barn wood comes from a Kris Kristofferson song. My thirsty wanted whiskey, but my hungry needed beans.
I basically have printed the paper pattern to fit her sign. I've chalked the back and laid her pattern down on the sign, and I'm basically just tracing the line so that I have a guide for when I paint. There are some jobs where I would do something freehand, but for this specific project, we decided on a specific look, and we're just sticking with it. I'll be using one-shot lettering enamel on the sign, and I'll be using my sign painting lettering quills, and the kind that I use are matte brushes. A lot of times when I pull up the pattern and expect to see my chalk outline underneath, I just have to go off of indentations in the wood. So there's some of that on the sign today. The way that lettering enamel works is that you thin it with paint thinner. So that's what I'll be doing next. I'm gonna test this paint out and see how it works on our barn wood here. So my brushes are made from squirrel tail. So every time I clean them and put them up, they are, I guess, conditioned with oil. Every time I pull a brush out to paint, I have to clean it with paint thinner. So my workshop's pretty smelly place. Painting on barn wood is always a challenge. The texture is just crazy. If it were smooth, it might go a little faster, but because I'm taking the texture into consideration, it takes a little more coaxing to get the enamel down into the grooves of this wood. There are some signs that I can do very quickly, but My work time is usually about anywhere from 35 minutes to an hour for a medium-sized piece like this. But that doesn't really take into consideration like the design and layout, and then if I have to actually construct anything.
The sign Olivia's wrapping up will go to a private home, but you can check out her wares at the Four-Legged Bird in Fayetteville. That's at the Archibald Yell S Curve. Also, check her out on Facebook at Sleet City Decor. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Katie Henriksen.
It was wintertime in Nashville, down on Music City Road. I was looking for a place to get myself out of the cold, to warm the frozen feeling that was eating at my soul, keep the chilly wind off of my guitar. My thirsty wanted whiskey, my hungry needed beans. But it'd been a month of payday.